join us for an encouraging word from the Dominion Teaching Team. Here's the message.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, Jesus. Wasn't that a beautiful song? He rescued me. Kept hearing harmony voices. I was here Friday and I thought it was me, but I heard it again. There's nobody back here. I heard that God is a rescuer. How many of y'all needed rescuing? Oh, I feel him in this place. Yes, my soul does burn within me. I feel Jesus in this place. Would you lift your hands? I feel Jesus. I feel Jesus. I feel Jesus in this place. Yes, my soul does burn within me. I feel Jesus in this place. Help me, Holy Ghost. The Lord says, I will do things in my house that I don't do anywhere else. I will say things in my house that I'll not say anywhere else. The Lord says, you'll see things in my house that you'll not see anywhere else. Because I've made a covenant to you, Dominion. The Lord says, my heart shall be upon this place. My eyes shall be upon this place. My name shall be stamped upon this place. Because you've built a house of prayer. Because you've built a house of worship. You will possess every gate that you encounter in this journey called life. Oh, I feel him in this place. Burns within me. I feel Jesus in this place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, I am a student of ministry. I'm a student of learning. I love the house of God. And I feel that I have learned from the best. Wasn't school, seminaries, theological places that may discuss and debate eschatological kinds of things. But it's the Holy Spirit that leads us and guides us. Glory. And then if you attune your ears to the Holy Spirit. He'll send you people. He'll send you leaders. And that's what God has done to me. Stretch forth your hands to Pastor Greg. Pastor, thank you. I've learned. I feel like I've learned from the best. Pastor has a way of making antiquated ways and things not only relevant, revelatory, and germane to culture, but somehow he makes it all modern, contemporary, and present day, applicable to my life. Somehow I have learned the insides and the outsides of God's word. I remember when Pastor told us that God cannot bless what he cannot break. And Pastor Greg will tell you, he breaks us to bless us. He taught me that principle of homiletics. And so this is all from the teaching of your bishop. So when God says that if you're faithful in the little things, God will bless you with greater things. But it is the greater things, amen? It is the greater things that we strive for, but you've got to do the little things. Greater things come in little things, but it's the little things that propel you to greater things. I love sounding like the man of God. And somehow, if you can just cut out patterns from your pastor, I promise you, you will possess every gate in this life that you journey up on. Because life is but a journey. Thank you, Pastor, for your welcoming aura that makes people feel important, makes people valued and esteemed. Every time I come into the presence of the man of God, I feel valued. I feel esteemed. Thank you. Oh, stretch forth your hands to the First Lady, Pastor Dina. I don't know where this is coming from, but God says, I'm placing an apostolic anointing upon your life. Wow, I don't even know what that means. But the Lord will express. Can we just follow the Holy Spirit? I've never spoken something and then didn't understand it right then and there. But the Lord will express and expound. Pastor, the Lord says, I'm placing an apostolic anointing upon your life. Wow. You will escort people to next levels. Not just new levels, not just another level or a lateral level. I'm taking you to higher ground. And I will show you myself, says the Holy Spirit, a panoramic view, a bigger picture of what people may not be able to see. And when people connect with you, when people commit to you, they're not going to be able to help but go to the next level. I'm giving you a confidence. I'm giving you an assurance, a poise in which you will hear. I got it. I'm giving you a confidence. This is where the apostolic anointing. Oh, sikia so roboko so tai. I'm giving you a confidence, I'm giving you a poise in which you will herald. This is where your apostolic anointing comes, right here. You will herald, follow me as I follow Christ. You will say to this generation, because in possessing the gates, there's always a gap. And anytime we go to next levels, there's always going to be a place. This is the power of place. This is a gap in which people go to before they possess, before they go to next levels. Not just new levels. Pastor Dina, you will herald, follow me. I'm giving you a poise, an assurance. Apostolic. That I think the apostle said that. You're going to follow. I won't lead you astray. I won't lead you wrong. If you follow me as I follow Christ, you'll possess every gate. Oh, I'm feeling good. Yes, my soul does. Yes, my soul does burn within me. I feel Jesus in this place. Happy New Year. In the Philippines, we celebrate the longest holiday in the world. Christmas starts in September and it ends in January. Yeah, Happy New Year. How many of y'all want to be Filipinos for the month of at least January? 2015 in the Jewish calendar, if you would look it up, is equivalent to the number 5775. In the Jewish calendar, year 5775 is the year 2015. And it is the year of advance. There's a particular letter in advance and in that particular year that it is an H letter. In possessing the gates, we're all up in Genesis. See, in order, I'm the how and the why and where guy. I'm going to put it all together today. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
In order to possess the gates, your descendants, your children's children, to possess the gates, I'm going to give you the answer of how. If we get to the particular verse 17, it will tell you that you could possess the gates. That in blessing, I'll give you more descendants than the stars in the sky, the sands of the seashore. And yeah? Are we in our scripture?
Right.
Did y'all read before that? Before that, the reason why God was going to bless, and this is a word in season. That's why, you know, the pastor doesn't just, hey, let's do this and I think it's going to be cute. No, this is intentional. This is not serendipitous. When you find out things by accident. When I used to go to church on every Sunday night, once in a while, God would show up in a way that he's never shown up before. And then we'd come to the desk or to the table Monday morning and we'd wonder, "Woo, how in the world did that happen?" No. No more serendipity. It's about purpose, intentionality. Amen? Tell you how. The reason why God says that in blessing, I'll bless you. I bless your descendants and your children's children. Your children's children's children will possess every gate. Y'all want to know how? That in blessing, verse 17. But if you would look it up, the pretext, it says, because you have obeyed, because you have sacrificed.
Right.
Because you have sacrificed.
Right.
For me,
right.
You've sacrificed your only son. I didn't think you'd do it, God said. I didn't know if you had it in you.
Yes.
Can I tell you something? Dominion, you got it in you.
Yes.
You got it in you.
Hallelujah.
Obedience, you got it in you. Sacrifice, you got it in you. Worship. You got it in you. The altar. where Abraham laid Isaac was about worship. It's about obedience. It's about hearing God.
Yes. Huh.
Yes. Everybody say advance.
Advance.
Yeah. Abram could not, I'm working it out right here and right now. Is that all right?
All right.
Yeah. Abram could not have children. In fact, he was centenarian. Sarai was octogenarian or noventenarian, 80 or 90. Couldn't have children. This is how we're going to possess the gates. Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit. Everybody say, by my spirit. Okay, okay. Abram couldn't have a boy, but when his name was changed to Abraham, that's Theos nitrates, that's Theos neustos, that's God. And when his name was changed from Abram to Abraham, Sarai was only a princess. But when her name was changed from Sarai to Sarah, she became the mother. The mother of Abram's tribe. And Abram had the biggest tribe in the world. Ah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. When Hannah couldn't have kids. But when the Lord breathed upon her, Hannah. Wow. I wish I had a witness in this place. And God has breathed upon the Hannahs of this generation. That's work it out, Holy Ghost. When Jesus came in this triumphal entry, he said, Bible tells us, if y'all don't praise me, rocks and what else? Trees, the hills of the field shall clap their hands. The waves will roar. If y'all don't praise me. He was calling us out in worship. And so the Lord came in this triumphal entry, and they took upon themselves palm trees. People didn't know whether they were going to worship or not, because Jesus didn't get an army behind him. It was just him on a donkey. So watch this, Casey. They took palm trees and they begin to wave these palm trees. You don't praise me. Rocks will cry out. Trees of the field. So the palm trees begin to go. Is one. It's all about what dominion does in our sacrifice, in our obedience, in our worship, that we will possess every gate.
Yes.
I wish I had, it's by his spirit. I wish I had somebody understand what I'm talking about. Oh, my God, my God, my God. I love dominion because dominion is not only a worshipful church, an obedient church, apostolic church. How many of y'all have been following this ministry from the get-go? Raise your hands. Okay? Okay? God bless you. Amen? There's going to be some in our journey that continues. Okay? But some that may not. Because Dominion is not going to change their contract. When people connect with churches, they see a contract. Not in signing papers, but they see how we worship. They see how we give, how we sacrifice, how we obey. You know, when people, the reason why there's so many that's been here since the get-go is because the pastors hadn't changed the contract. They've been like this since I've known them. I have so much, but I'm just going to give you, how many of y'all will give me 10 minutes? Amen. Wow, I heard somebody say 30. Do I hear a 40? 40, 40, 40, 45, 45, 50, 50. Not by might. Not, I know it's called power now, but it's by His Spirit. Power comes through His Spirit. His Spirit is going to manifest Himself through power. I love that. That's how Pastor Greg preaches. I love preaching like Pastor Greg. Yeah, this is what we do. This is what we have. And all you have, all you need, and all you need. I love this church. Yeah? Pastor, I'm telling you. All right. I'm going to attempt in 10 minutes to preach possessing the gates individually. And I'm going to ask you to do something maybe that you haven't done in a while. Because for the next 10 minutes, I'm going to show you how to possess the gates individually. And Lord willing, who knows, in the second service, possessing the gates corporately. I have a prophetic word for the church that will catapult. The Holy Spirit, how could we be any more catapulted than what we are? Well, through His Spirit. God will do amazing things. Catapultation. I just like that word, catapult. 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 Where you take, and God, the year of advance. How many of y'all are ready to advance this year? Say amen. Yeah. Yeah. This is how we're going to possess individually 10 minutes. Everybody say 10 minutes. Amen. It's the story of the Elijah and Elisha, and it is the double portion. I'm going to tag this story upon possessing the gates. Because in life, there's a journey. This journey is about life. Yeah? So Elijah is about to possess the ultimate gate. And that is a gate of celestial, heavenly. People don't, it's not going to understand the gate that he's about to enter. Right. And so, first of all, Elijah told Elisha that God is about to take me up. That I'm about to enter a gate. There is a gate for me by which chariots of fire with 24-inch momos, y'all don't understand what I'm talking about, and whirlwinds That's my ultimate gate. Mm-hmm. So this was Elijah's day of possessing his ultimate gate. Thank you. This is Elijah's 9.5 minutes. It's Elijah's day of ascension. It's Elijah's day of possession. It's Elijah's rise to the next level. And I wonder if God schedules somehow in our ascension, in our possessing our personal gates, a particular day, a predetermined day. I wonder if somehow God has on his eternal agenda, on his I am phone, on his I am pad, a day, a particular day in which we possess gates, in which we rise and go to the next level. This was Elijah's day. I wonder if God has on his schedule. I believe that he has. Everyone has a schedule to possess their gate, to possess their enemy's gate. And so this was Elijah's day. This is the story. But yes, can I talk about yesterday? But yesterday, there was a drought. Yesterday, the brook dried up. Yesterday, he faced doubts of the children of Israel. Yesterday, he faced a death threat by a woman. Her name was Jezebel. There's no ha in Jezebel. It's just Jezebel. Yesterday, he received a death threat. Yesterday, he dealt with the desolation in the wilderness. Yesterday, he was in Mount Horeb. Yesterday, he was, yesterday. I'm not understanding what you're talking about, Pastor. Let me bring it down to earth. Yesterday, my bills were due. Yesterday, my bills were yellow, pink, and everything else but white. Yesterday, I had a breakup. Yesterday, I had a job shift. I lost my job. Yesterday, I was a crack addict. Yesterday, I was an alcoholic. Yesterday, come on now, I was a womanizer. Yesterday. What if I would have given up yesterday? You'd never get to the gate. Second service, I want to talk about that gate, that gap by which everybody goes to before they ascend to the next level. But today is a new day, a set predetermined day for us to possess. God already has your day set up. Doesn't matter what you're going through, God's got a day. God's always got a day. On the seventh day, the walls of Jericho came down. On the third day, y'all understand what I'm talking about? On the third day, he rose again. God's always has a day. Jesus said he was going to be crucified, but on the third day. But if Elijah would have given up yesterday, he wouldn't benefit from today. We can't quit. We can't quit. I know what your yesterdays are. You know what your yesterdays are. Somebody wrote, when things go wrong as they sometimes will, when the road you're trudging seems all uphill, when all the funds are low and all the debts are high and you want to smile but you have to sigh, when care is pressing you a bit, rest if you must, but you better not quit. Life is queer with its twists and turns, and every one of us sometimes learns. And many a failure turns about when he might have won if he would have just stuck it out. Don't give up, though the pace seems slow. You may succeed with one more, just another blow, if often the goal is nearer than it seems to a faint and faltering man. Often the struggler had given up when he might have just captured the victor's cup, as he learned, and he learned too late when the night slipped down, how close he must have been to the golden crown. Success is failure inside out, the silver tint of the clouds of doubt. And you never can tell how close you are. It may be near when it sometimes it seems so far. So stick to the fight when your heart is hit. It's when things seem worse that you must not quit. Amen. That was a good place for you to say amen. Amen. I'm reading the poem better than you're saying amen. God's got a day for each and every one of us. God had a day for the prophet, and God has a day for you. We know how to do it. We've got to obey. We've got to sacrifice. You got to give up a few things. Can I get an amen? Amen. I said, you got to give up a few things. Amen. But truth be told, every time I say truth be told, you guys will always respond with, and it will. All right? Can we practice? And truth be told, I forgot the point that I was saying, but I like And the truth, forgot. I forgot. Okay. 9 minutes. We're going higher. Pastor Dina, y'all remember that song? Lord, lift me up. Lord. Higher ground. Lord, and let me stand by faith on heaven's tableland. Pastor Cliff said, no idea. A higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. See, people think that you got to be behind the pulpit. You got to have some type of an oratory ministry in order to go higher. But the guy that wrote Higher Ground wrote over 3,000 gospel songs in his leisure time. He wasn't a pastor, but it expresses so well this universal desire for a deeper spiritual life. Continuing on a higher plane, higher ground of fellowship with God. Hallelujah. 8 minutes. So they take, let me just take you on a journey. Okay? We're going to possess the gates. First of all, Elijah told Elisha, we're going to Gilgal. Everybody say Gilgal.
Gilgal.
Okay? Etymologically speaking, I'm not an etymologist, but etymologically speaking, Gilgal is described and defined as this, wheels rolling, Gilgal. This is one of the gates that we have to possess. Gilgal. We need to start Gilgaling, not Lot. Pastor, I promise you, when I hit the lotto, I'm a millionaire, I'm gonna tithe. How are you going to tithe as a millionaire with millions of dollars and you can't tithe off of $30,000? You better get going. You better start now. You're faithful in the little things. I want to get married. Any single people out there want to get married? You want to get married, but you have 5 girlfriends. You want to get married, but you have 5 guys, and the 6th one is not even your guy. He's your Sancho. Well, now, y'all don't understand. Y'all don't understand what I'm talking about. We got to be faithful. We got to get going. I want a ministry, but can't show up for prayer meeting. I want to be a doctor, but can't pass biology class. Wheels rolling. Come on, Mary. Proud Mary. Come on. You want your own business? But you're 8 to 5, you show up at 8:30. You're calling Clint DeGroote. Hey, dogs, punch me in. I'll be there, and then I'll punch you out. And then if you get there late, leave early. You want your own business, but you can't be faithful in the little things. Anybody understand what I'm talking about? I want to be in leadership. Can't be faithful to the leadership classes. I want to be a member, but don't want to go to membership classes. This is the first gate that we've got to possess. And then the man of God, 7 minutes. The man of God says, I'm going to Gilgal. Now I'm going to Bethel. Bethel, etymologically speaking. I'm not an etymologist, but etymologically speaking, Bethel is described and defined as la casa de Dios, the house of God. There's things that we need to learn in the house of God. There's fasting, there's praying, there's devotion, there's discipline, there's discipling, there's growing, there's strengthening. This is where we all learn possessing gates. This is where we all learn promotion. This is where we all learn next levels. This is where we learn, what's the name of our church? Amen. How many of y'all love the name of our church? Say amen.
Amen.
Yeah. We're changing the name of my church to the coat of many colors of dominion. I love dominion. Because in the house of God, this is where we learn dominion. House of God. There are things that we've got to learn. This is where we learn it. 7 minutes. Then he goes to Jericho. Jericho is where the walls come down. Jericho is the place of carnality. Jericho are things outside of the will of God. Jericho is a place of death. This is the gate in which things have to die. Wow. Wow. Carnality dies. Right. Addiction dies. The flesh dies. That was God saying amen. I ain't playing with y'all. Jealousy dies. Envy dies. I don't know who came up with the seven deadly sins, but there's more than seven deadly sins. Being offended all the time dies. Everything dies in Jericho. This is the gate by which all of carnality and all of the flesh, it's got to die. How do I know I'm going to make it in Jericho? Because you've just been to Bethel. You can't make it. You can't possess gates. Amen. Without stopping by the house of God. How do I know we're going to make it in Jericho? Because we've just been to Bethel.
Come on.
Come on.
That's awesome.
That's right.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Come on.
5 minutes.
That's right.
I didn't get any amens, so y'all just added 45 minutes to the 9 o'clock service. If you could only peer through the churches, you'd know. Churches in Jericho weren't churches, they were brothels. The inhabitants of Jericho were so corrupt that they were a sewer stink in God's nostrils. There was no obedience, no worship, no sacrifice. And in addition, from a practical standpoint, Jericho's fortress blocked the highway from the Jordan River into the interior land. I'm about to get to Jordan, and then I'm through. If Israel was going to conquer any of the territory in which God wanted them to live, they would have to get past Jericho. That's a gate. Personally speaking, everyone's got a Jericho. Pastor, how am I going to make it in Jericho? Because you've just been through Bethel. Amen? 4.5 minutes. Jordan. He says, I'm going to Jordan. Elisha, stay here. And Elisha says, as surely as the Lord lives, and as surely as you and I live, I'm not leaving you. You know how you possess gates? You better not leave your man of God. You better not leave your woman of God. I don't know if that's correct. English grammatically speaking, but man and woman of God. I just like saying that. Amen. How many of y'all love church? Say hallelujah. I love everything about church. I love everything about the kingdom of God. Okay. Jordan represents your launching pad. We're about to descend and then I'm through. Jordan is your launching pad. We're ready to possess. Elijah was ready to possess his ultimate gate. And this is how we do it individually. We go through a journey. It's a process. Life is a process. You don't just become a bishop overnight. You don't just become the president overnight. It's a process. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
So before we can get to Jordan, you must get your wheels rolling. You must come through the house of God. Carnality must die in Jericho.
Right.
And now we're in Jordan. We on the run. We are on the run.
Right.
3.5 minutes. Jordan represents descender. Jordan represents possessor. And before you could possess the gates, Genesis 22 will tell you that God is the possessor of all things. Before you could possess, you've got to get connected to the possessor. Hallelujah. Okay, I'm through. Would you please come? Singapore Airlines accepted full responsibility a few years ago for a crash in Taiwan that killed 81 people, saying that the pilot erred and he led this Boeing 747 down the wrong runway. Our pilots, they admitted to it. That was our aircraft. Aircraft should not have been on that runway. We accept full responsibility, said Singapore Airlines Chief Executive and Deputy Chairman Cheong Chun Kong at a news conference Friday. This was a dark Friday for them. It was a dark Friday. The announcement came after Yong Kei, Taiwan's Aviation Safety Council Managing Director. He said that the jumbo jet's pilot knew that he was going down the wrong runway, but when he started to take off, he said, it's gonna be okay, not gonna worry about it. Yong said that the pilot realized that at the last moment, he knew it was the wrong runway, but it was a strip closed for repairs. He tried to lift off, but instead he plowed into construction equipment, killing 81 people. Yong said that the information came from the aircraft's black box recording. Wrong runway. You see, in life, individually speaking, we try to possess gates by ourselves. We think, this is how I got here. It was my intelligentsia, my academicians that brought me to this place. Didn't need anybody. Didn't need my mama. Didn't need my daddy. Didn't need anybody. This is just me. Wrong runway. You got to be birthed. You got to be Gilgaled in the house of God to possess gates. Individually, we all have a journey. Let's take care of these gates. Let's have dominion over these gates. I love dominion so much. I study dominion all the time. And dominion's not even my church. I'm just an honorary member. I wish I had an amen in this place. I said I'm just an honorary member. 3.5 minutes. Closing. My iPad. We can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Can I give you one last prophetic prayer? God gave me this just a few days ago. It's a prophetical prayer. You see, people that love church, when the preacher says, I've got a prophetical prayer for you, I don't even know if prophetical is a word. I just sometimes add, because when you add, it's, you know, can I meet you at the altars? Can I meet you at the altars? Come, come, come. Let me give you this prophetical prayer. I know I'm out of time, but I got to give you this prophetical prayer. I may not be able to give it. God told me to give it here, not the second service. But I've asked you to do something that you may not have done in a long time. 2015 is the year of advance. 2015 is a year that God will not just advance you, but give you more abundance. Okay? The story of Hezekiah is that God told him to get your things in order. Right, Pastor? You're fixing to die. Get things in order. And Hezekiah responded, no, 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 no. I'm glad we're at the altars. Hezekiah said, Lord, I want to bring back to your remembrance, not that you forget. Let me bring to your remembrance my faithfulness, my loyalty, my service, to you. I love you with all of my heart, soul, and strength. I want to continue to serve you. I want to bring to your remembrance my loyalty, my faithfulness, my servanthood. And the Bible says, God said, I will grant you 15 more years. I didn't know where that was found, but I had a feeling that it was going to be found in 2 Kings chapter 20. 2 Kings 20, God graced him 15. This prophetical prayer is not for people who have not been faithful. This prayer is not for someone who's in 1 month and out the next 6 months. Y'all know people like that? They do good for a week. It's like their power week. You'll see them every day at the Power Now conference, and you won't see them again till next year. It's not for you. Can I say that? It's not. I'm not trying to hurt you. But for those of you who need grace, for those of you who need to possess a gate, you could pray this prayer. Lord, you know where my heart is. Lord, you know my loyalty and my faithfulness. Please grant me grace. Grant me grace. I pray that you will take this prophetical prayer, 2 Kings 20, 15. This prayer, I'm telling you, this prayer, in all of the years of ministry, this works for me because I love serving God. I can bring something to God's table. 2 minutes, then I'm through. I can bring something to God's table. I could bring something to God's table. And if you would pray that, can we begin to pray that?
Yes.
This is how we'll end. Hallelujah. Yes. Would you lift your hands? Lord God, I pray that you will grace, that you will grant, Lord God, grant and grace what we desire in order to possess gates, in order to have dominion. Hallelujah. Lord God, we're so serious. We're so serious about 2015. We're so serious about your power operating in our lives that we want to pray this prophetical prayer of Hezekiah in 20, chapter 20, verse number 15. Lord, we know we're not supposed, but this is what you've given us in this altar service. We pray, Lord God, that you'd grant us the strength to obey every word, to sacrifice everything that you ask us to sacrifice, whether it's Isaac, whether it's joy and laughter of the things of this, whatever it may be. Lord God, whatever it takes, Lord God, we bring it to you. I pray for a possession of gates, individually speaking, Lord God. And then we're going to come together as a church. We're going to come together as a local body so that we could pastor not just this city, this state, so that we could pastor the nations, so that we could be a light to this world. And Lord God, we're going to follow kingdom order. We're going to follow our spiritual parents, our pastors, as they follow Christ. I thank you for this apostolic anointing. Most gates are possessed apostolically speaking. People don't understand that because gates are about order. Gates is about governing. So in the name of Jesus, we come under the submission of your kingdom order. And we're going to ask all of this in the strong name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
This is the conclusion of the teaching. If you would like prayer, you can email us at prayerline@dominionchurch.org or call the church at 281-554-3600. Thanks for joining us.